All right, welcome to this special report here, Mike Adams. Once you realize that the virus was created in a lab, and now that's done. The debate's over. Okay, it was man-made, engineered. The SARS-CoV-2 is a biological weapon created in a Chinese lab under the direction of the Chinese military. That has said it wants to create bioweapons using the coronavirus in order to attack the United States. It's all in the documents. It's all come out. Fauci funded it. Peter Daszak funded it with EcoHealth Alliance. The Pentagon funded it. It's all out. We're not even going to talk about those facts here because it's done. But once you realize that the virus was created in a lab, then the next step to realize is that the vaccine is a bioweapon. How? Because the vaccine uses the spike protein from the virus that was created in the lab. The spike protein is the weapon that causes the damage. It's the spike protein that binds with ACE2 receptors. Now, when they were building this virus with its payload, the spike protein, when they were building this in the lab in China, remember that the Bat Lady used genetically altered humanized mice. So they would use CRISPR gene editing techniques to turn mice into chimeric creatures with human lung tissue, all right? And then they would test this bioweapon on the humanized mice, and that's how they would discover that they could have a bioweapon that would really attack human lungs. It had very high affinity, and they had to test all these different variations in order to get the one that would attack human tissue aggressively. And that's the one that they ended up rolling out, publicly. That's what got released. So this is then this outer shell of the virus has spike protein particles all over it. And it's these spike proteins that were then chosen as the antigen target by the vaccine creators to say, oh, well, if we program the body to see these and build antibodies against the spike protein, then we'll call that a vaccine. So then they built the spike protein into the vaccines. And, originally, before the lab theory was, exhaustively proven, the media and the scientists would say, oh, this thing came from nature. Therefore, when we're building the spike protein into the vaccines, we're just mimicking nature to tell the body to build antibodies and achieve immunity. That was the narrative. But now that it's been proven to have come from a lab, to be engineered as a bioweapon by the Chinese military, now when you're building the spike protein and putting it in vaccines, it means you're filling vaccines with a biological weapon that was built by the Chinese military. So you see, once you accept, just to summarize it again, once you accept the lab theory for the origins of COVID-19, you also have to accept at some point, if you're going to be logical about it, you have to accept that the vaccines are biological weapons, because that's what China was building and that's what was copied and put into the vaccines. And then the next step is that this explains why so many people are being harmed by the vaccine, because it's a bioweapon. Just because they call it a vaccine, doesn't mean anything. There's all kinds of things they can call a vaccine, but the particle that's put into the vaccines, that particle that's in the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines anyway, that particle is a toxic nanoparticle that was engineered to attack human tissue and to cause human casualties as a biological weapon. And of course, in the mRNA vaccines, your body is then turned into a bioweapons factory. Your body's cells are hijacked and then programmed to start churning out spike proteins that are circulated all around your body and that then attack all the other organs around your body, ovaries, testes, spleen, adrenal glands, heart, liver, lungs, large intestine, brain, your entire nervous system, and so on. So this is the next realization. And I bet you there are a lot of people right now who are suddenly having an oh crap kind of moment where they've taken the vaccine because they believed the bat theory, the natural origin theory all along, because they were gullible and they believed the mainstream media, you know, or they believed the Lancet journal, which had a big letter in there written by Peter Daszak and all the other scientists that he bullied into signing their names. And it said, oh, this has to be from natural origins, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's all been proven to be a farce as well. But people who believe the medical journals and who believe the media, they went ahead and took the vaccine. Now they're coming to realize they took a freaking biological weapon injection. Now a lot of these people are freaking out and wondering, how do I, you know, detox from this spike protein nanoparticle? The real answer is there is no 100% detox. I mean, there are things that you can do now to be healthier and to boost your body's defenses against it, but you can never undo it. This is why you should be cautious about what you inject. You know, seriously, how many people have we seen, you and I and all of us, how many people have we seen who are high IQ individuals, but who took the vaccine anyway because they're gullible? You know, how many doctors and engineers and scientists and attorneys and, you know, nurses and pharmacists, smart people, not very bright when it comes to wisdom, and they don't follow the precautionary principle. You should be cautious about what you inject in your body. Don't be the experiment, as everybody has been here. And now, you know, we've come to find out that you're not just a medical experiment. You're actually an experiment in a bioweapons depopulation experiment that's being run globally. You're part of a depopulation scheme. It's like a simulation that's gone live, and they're trying to see how many people they can kill. And if you took the shot, you know, it was a huge mistake. Actions have consequences. Cause and effect does work in our society. If you inject yourself with toxic nanoparticle proteins, you're going to suffer some consequences. Like if you take rattlesnake venom and inject it into your arm, it's going to tear up your tissue. That's a protein. The venom, rattlesnake venom is a different kind of protein. It's a nanoparticle protein that just tears up tissue. And the spike protein is just a different kind of protein that tears up different types of tissues. So being vaccinated with it is kind of like being bitten by a rattlesnake. You're going to suffer consequences. But this is the big aha that people are finally coming to realize. And it really vindicates those of us who have said, stay away from this vaccine because it's experimental. We don't know the long-term effects. There could be major problems, and now we're seeing why. This is a bioweapon, and the bioweapon is in the vaccines. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com.